Morning all, lovely to see you all this morning. Our God is a good God, isn't he? He is amazing. How was it? Christmas all right for everyone? Cool, very cool. Anybody listen to the Queen's speech on Christmas Day? I didn't, but I picked up a few things from it. Isn't that funny? How can you not listen to it but pick up a few things from it? I watched some snippets of what she had to say and read some articles about it, and I was very interested in one statement that she made in it. She said, "Through the many changes I have seen over the years, faith, family, and friendship have been not only a constant for me, but a source of personal comfort and assurance." Faith, family, and friendship. What a great center for life. What three great things to center our life around, to live around, to be part of our life. So this morning, very quickly, I just want us to talk about those three things, but I want to take them in a different order to what she said. She said faith, family, friends, and I want to look at faith, friendship or friends, then family, then faith, just really quickly. So for all of us here that are gathered here today, when we think about friends, what are some of the words that come to mind when you think about friends or friendships? Call them out.
Loyal.
Support. Acceptance. Kind. Yeah.
Love.
Did I hear something for?
Forgiving.
Fun. Got to talk up a bit. You know, the getting a bit mutton these days, you know. Sharing. Actually, what I notice about as I get older is that I have selective hearing more and more. Understanding and generosity. Okay, let's finish at those two. I said I'd finish at those two. Yeah, selective hearing, okay. What does the Bible say about friends? Well, it says the first thing is this, that the first problem in the world was not sin, but it was solitude. How's that for a statement? Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18 says that it's not good that man should be alone. This was before the world, before the fall, before sin had entered the world. Adam was not yet complete. He needed community. You know, friendship is a Bible-based theme. It's all through. You know, we now who have been befriended by God are brought into the communities of friendships that are the church worldwide. As a Christian believer, you and I, it doesn't matter where we go in the world, we have friends straight away. There is no need for any of us to be without friends if we are Christian believers. Here's another one. Biblically, you know, friendship is more like a covenant than a contract. It's a covenant. It's about joining together. Real friendship is more covenantal than contractual. It's an interesting thing about covenants throughout the Bible. God is the only person that I believe who has unconditional covenant with us. We have conditional covenants. Marriage has lots of conditional covenants in it. When you get married, you promise to do this, this, and this. When you stop doing this and this, you break the covenant of marriage. Therefore, the covenant is conditional, and that is the end of that covenant. That covenant gets broken when people promise to do things, because they promise to do things when they get married. They make a covenant. When they stop doing their side of that covenant, it breaks. It actually busts and breaks and falls to pieces. That's what goes on. You know what? Friendship thickens church community. It really brings, you know what? We're in the midst of a loneliness epidemic. Huge amounts of loneliness. And it's really sad amongst the elderly in our nation. Huge loneliness. It's just incredible. It's just, you know what? If you know of an elderly person who's by themselves, make a point of befriending them. for nothing else than for them to have a friend, for them to have some connection for the value of who they are for themselves. It doesn't, and it's not just the elderly; it's people right through the generations. If you know somebody is by themselves, make a point of actually being something for them. You know, the book of Acts portrays the church as fulfilling ancient ideals of friendship. The Apostle John referred to fellow believers in the churches as his friends. You know what? And we look at the cross. You know, we've just celebrated the birth of Christ. In a few months' time, we'll celebrate his death and thank him for everything that has gone on there. There is no greater act of friendship than Jesus coming and dying on the cross for us. Our friendship as believers should show to the world that we actually belong to Christ. So, family. When you think of family, what sort of words or pictures does it bring to your mind? Love. Unity. Pardon? Love? Yeah, we got love.
Honest.
Hey, this thing, it doesn't all have to be positive, you know. Because you know what? In families, a whole lot of disunity, sadly, as well. But you know what? Well, that's not really the point of today, is it? Support. Support.
Home.
Safety.
Difficult.
Anything else, anybody? Caring. I'm not going to keep you long because it is a bit fresh in here. Caring. I'll only keep you for another hour or so, so it's all right. Pardon?
Disagreement.
Wonder why Susie wasn't here today. Okay, family. Susie's unwell, okay? Susie's unwell, we know that. You know what? The concept of family is incredibly important all through the scriptures, both in the physical sense and in the theological sense. The concept of family was introduced right at the beginning. We see it introduced in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, increase in number and fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over every living creature that moves on the ground." You know what? God's plan for creation was for men and women to marry and have children. That was part of the whole deal. That was the whole deal of part of the deal of marriage and of family. You know what? The importance of family can be seen in whole lots of provisions all the way through the scriptures. You know what? The physical family, I believe, is the most important building block to human society. And as such, it should be nurtured and should be protected in whatever ways it is possible. But more important than that is this idea of the new creation that God is making in Christ, which comprises of us, the spiritual family, the church, being the family of God, and all of those good and positive things need to be reinforced and deliberately built in the communities of faith that we call family. And then the very first thing that the Queen mentioned was faith. Isn't it fun? I was listening to something the other day, or read something the other day. Our Queen is the only Queen around the world that is referred to as the Queen. Around the world, if people say the Queen, people know who we're talking about. Yet there's a Queen of Holland, there's a Queen of Denmark, there's a Queen of this. But when people refer to our Queen, they say the Queen. Charles will never be called the King. We'll never be able to call Charles the King because there is only one King. He is the King. The King. He'll be King Charles. It's just my little hobby horse there. It's nothing against Charles at all. Faith. What do you think about when you think of faith?
Salvation.
Salvation. What was the other one?
Foundation.
Did I hear love somebody say? Yeah. Love. Trust.
Jesus.
Supportive.
Challenging.
Faith is challenging. Let's be careful. We don't live Let's be careful we don't live with the idea that faith is not a challenge. This is a challenge. Sorry, what was that? Forgiveness? Choice and belief. It's a gift. Sure hope and security. Necessary. Oh man, I can't write that far. Assurance. Okay, that'll do. No, that'll do. I've run out of page now. A whole lot of things. We've got a good idea. I'm glad nobody said, faith is spelled R-I-S-K. There is nothing, and you know, you've seen it around, haven't you? Heard messages about it. What a load of nonsense. There's no, risk is not spout, faith is not spout risk, it isn't. What's the risk in this? If we truly hear from God and we do what God says, we have faith in Him. The trouble is when we think we've heard from God and we do something. You know, when we truly believe in the Bible, it will drive us to action. Belief is not simply a thing of passive feeling. You know, it's a promise. It's a precious promise. Faith is an incredible promise that we all have for our lives. Jesus said this, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. You know what? God didn't force himself on us. We actually accepted him by faith. Faith is not something that is a blind leap into nothingness. Faith is none of that. Faith is not a blind leap. It's a solid assurance. You know, there's part of it that is a cognitive workings out. There's a part of it that we experience, so we respond. There's also the part that we cognitively work it all through and go, yes, how the heck can I have any other choice? Because there is no other choice. It's not a blind leap into nothingness. Let's be people who finish off this year remembering the importance of friends and friendships. Building, deliberately building friendships with people. Not for the sake that they would become what's the word I'm looking for? You know, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We should not build friends so that they become sort of a mark of our greatness as a Christian that we've led them to faith. A trophy. That's the word, a trophy. That's the word. We should not make friends with people just so that they would become a trophy of God's grace. But there is also a part of it that is important as well. Let's be those who ensure that we build good sense of family amongst ourselves, amongst those we connect with, those whom we love, whom we say we love. You know what? The reality is, in family, there is disunity, there is disagreement, there is trouble, et cetera, et cetera. But there is forgiveness. There is always a positive to the negative in all ways. And let's make sure that we are people of faith who continue to believe God, to press on with God, and that no matter what, in big things and in small things, no matter what they are, that we ensure that we never ever give in to doubt that comes and floods our minds because of a world we live in and standards and morals that are not lining up with our biblical lives, our lives that should be lining up with what God has to say. Let's be ensure that we are people that stick in there and never ever give in. Keep on having faith in God. Ensuring that we have heard from God before we do things and then do things when we know we've heard from God. When others can actually go, yes, I acknowledge what you have come to me and asked me to pray about as well. Let's be people who press on in Jesus' name. Amen.